This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven half of the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Jennifer Horan, Ken Kessler, and I are here to work your way through some of the issues of the day, things that people are talking about. And maybe if you aren't talking about them, you ought to be talking about them. Or maybe we ought not to be talking about some of these things. I like to focus on good news. Richie, by the way. This is not good news. Richie's happens to, well, it's good for him. He's traveling in the Caribbean for the next couple of days, back, I think, on Tuesday. So everybody comes in and out. That's why we have a nice, a comfortably large staff so that we won't miss anybody except Jennifer. I miss Jennifer when she's not here. I don't know that I miss Richie
too. Oh, and I miss you too.
Oh, well, so let's not be separated anymore. Hoo-ha. Joe Biden's son. This is not good news. But it is something that it's the it's got to be embarrassing for Joe Biden.
You think? Yes, I would think that.
Well, his son says he's embarrassed, but it's got to be embarrassing for the family. He was discharged from the Navy Reserve after testing positive for using cocaine. This really highlights how much of a problem this is in the world. The Wall Street Journal writes today, quoting people familiar with the item, that the military career has been short. He failed a drug test after reporting to his unit. And this goes back. He started last year, didn't he? And didn't he get booted out earlier this year? So why is it taking so long for this information to come to the surface would be my question.
To trickle out. I know. Yeah. That is kind of weird.
Yeah, he was discharged in February.
Mm-hmm. So why now? Why didn't it come out then? What is there going? Is this just political chicanery? People using things trying to embarrass the Democrats? Is that all it is? It's kind of a cheap shot, in a sense. I mean, it's not that the guy hasn't got enough control to not be using cocaine. And it brings you back around to wondering, okay, if the son uses it, did the father use it? We got Obama, who's smoked, obviously, marijuana. And who knows what else.
You know, it's drugs are just part of the culture now. It's so bizarre to me because it's just not my reality.
No,
and I know it's
either.
Not your reality,
no,
Doug or Ken.
It's not Kenny's reality.
You know, it's so acceptable and it's so okay. And it's just what everybody does now. And it's just, yuck.
Well, so what is it going to do to the future? You have so many challenges in our country today, so many things facing us that are problematic. How does this enter into the picture? How is it that we can successfully strive to be the best that we can be with all of this stuff going on? With the, this is an epidemic. A kid like this, his other son, isn't his other son a politician? Wasn't he running for Senate or something in Delaware? Or did he? Do I remember that?
Both. Attorney General.
Right. Sounds right, yeah.
Attorney General, yeah. So, anyway, it just seems like we ought to be getting our act together and understanding what a scourge this is, and whether legalizing it fixes the problem, changes anything, God knows. But we have a serious problem. We need to be dealing with it better than we are. And I don't know where that goes. Some people, the old business about just say no is pretty simplistic. I've just said no my whole life. I've never taken a drug. I've never done marijuana. Never smoked any tobacco. I just grew up around it and so much of it, along with other things that are troubling. You steer clear of it, or at least you try to. I suppose maybe there's some, everybody's chemistry. Remember, I've had this conversation how many times in the last month or so about our body chemistry and how it reacts to things, how we crave certain things. Like, I crave ice cream. My body chemistry likes sugar and needs it would appear. So I get it from cake and ice cream and candy and things like that. Is it good? No, it's not good. So is it as bad as cocaine? I'd like to think not.
Well, but the sugar's only hurting you. It's not potentially hurting other people,
right,
either.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Good news from the Nuclear Talk Department. Iran says it is considering a proposal from the United States to have nuclear talks. The talks would allow Iran to keep more of its nuclear infrastructure intact while still reducing its ability to make a bomb. So what do you think of that? Who thinks that's a good idea? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStefan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. One of the international stories today that I just think is good. It's a good... anything like this. Especially when we look at the leadership that we have and throw up our hands wondering, well, you know, we're going to study Ebola more, right? We're going to think about it some more. And ISIS, the same thing. So if there's some movement here, maybe that's just, we ought to chalk it up to the good news department. I'm thinking that it just is so problematic. Again, trying to find a good thing, good day. The Hurricane Gonzalo threw its tail at New England and New York yesterday. A lot of rain, 4 or 5 hours of really heavy rain. It is expected to pass off the island late tonight. It went from a Category 4 storm to a Category 3 storm, but it'll be close enough. It'll be pretty much a direct hit, according to the Weather Bureau in Bermuda. So if it's the Weather Bureau that says that, it'll probably be sunny and warm today, temperature 79. Yes? No? Did you get the fun out of that? No, Jennifer didn't get the fun out of that. Okay. All right, so, Jennifer, what are you talking about?
Dougie.
Yes? The Chrysler Corporation.
I think our connection's a little slow right now.
Really? Okay. We'll fix that.
You know how it goes.
I know how it goes. Right. The Chrysler Corporation this week went public. The stock is on the exchange and doing quite well because Chrysler is building a good car. If that's the case, how come there is a recall for almost 1 million Chrysler cars, Dodges, Jeeps? Cars are being recalled for alternators that can fall apart. And there is also a heated mirror thing that's a problem. The wiring can short circuit, cause a minor fire. The recall is posted this week by the U.S. safety regulators, pushed the total number of recalls so far this year to 544, totaling 52 million vehicles. That's pretty much every car that's been made and sold in the world. It is. I mean, when you think about how many cars on an annualized basis, in a bad year, it's 40 million around the world. It's above average now. I think the highest it ever was 64 million cars made in 1 year. Can you imagine all those new cars? The largest of the recalls covers 470,000 Jeep Grand Cherokees, Chrysler 300s, and Dodge Chargers. This is from 2011 to 2014. The story is at DougStefan.com. If you want to check it out, you go one of these cars, you can see what might fail, the alternator among things that could fail. The stall in the engine would not be good if you are coming to a stop and a traffic light and the engine dies out. Brakes don't work so well sometimes when they're, you know, these are all, everything works now off of the engine. In pretty much across the board fashion. So if the engine stops, brakes aren't going to work too well because there's no power going to the brakes. So that could be a problem. Check it out at DougStefan.com. 15 past the hour.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Daily Radio.
Science is all around us, and the new National Geographic Kids book, Try This, 50 Fun Experiments for the Mad Scientist in You, encourages kids to be curious. Glow-in-the-dark hands, rocket balloons, toothbrush robots. Who knew science could be such fun and so easy to explore? I'm Lee Wind, and I sat down with author Karen Romano Young, who wants kids to experiment, play, make a mess, share, laugh, and ooh and ah about science.
We really did want to get kids involved in the processes of science that real scientists are doing every day. And we also wanted to show how do projects like these feed into science fair. Because if you've got kids and you've got science fairs, you know what I'm talking about. This can be a big source of headache. How do I take what my child is interested in? Or if I'm a kid, how do I take what I'm interested in and make it into something that works at Science Fair. And so this book makes a big effort to show you exactly how you can do that, how you can fit these things in. And they're not square pegs and round holes. It really is something that you can do and demonstrate it at Science Fair and, you know, make a project that's going to have a big bang and a good grade.
And it's not just doing the experiments, but also organizing and presenting them.
In this book, I show you how to kind of have that dream moment of here I am standing in front of my science fair project, talking about it in an intelligent way and having people attracted to my stand just because of the coolness of my experiment. And I show you how to back up from that goal to any of the projects in the book and make them fit what you would want to do at a science fair.
That's National Geographic Kids author Karen Romano-Young speaking about her National Geographic Kids Try This, 50 fun experiments for the mad scientist in you. ngkidstrythis.com has experiments, an educator's guide, and more of my discussion with Karen.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Jason Ray noticed a blue birthmark had appeared on his forehead in the shape of the Geico gecko. Jason felt compelled to switch his car insurance to Geico and save hundreds of dollars with great discounts. By nightfall, the birthmark had disappeared. Jason's wife, Jeannie, thinks it was probably just blueberry jam from breakfast. Jason prefers to believe otherwise.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Doug Stevens' Good Day program. The focus on Ebola, pretty much everybody's getting in on the act, including midday television superstar Wendy Williams, who comments for a second on the scare.
I was speaking to a doctor friend of mine yesterday because I'm to the point now where this is day number four of me not shaking hands, not because I'm impolite, but because we don't know how this stuff is being spread. So I'm not even fist bumping. Anyway, she said she hasn't shaken hands in years on account of she is a doctor and she knows how things spread. So if you feel weird about not shaking people's hands, it's not weird. It's normal.
All right. So this brings me around to thinking out loud about the various ways that you protect yourself. 888-302-3684. Whether it's in light of the Ebola scare or whether it's just the way you conduct yourself, we've oftentimes talked about how keeping your immune system strong. I've, for years on the farm, since I was a kid, been exposed to all kinds of things. I think that's one of the reasons my immune system is as strong as it is. But then there are people who are, they just always wash their hands with that stuff and you find the wall. How many places can you go into? They have that sterility stuff.
The hand sanitizer gel.
But what do you do? This is not a rhetorical question. 888-302-3684. What do you do to stay healthy? We spent, we made mention in the last hour, if it's hour number three, you'd like to listen to going through all the things Dr. Ron Hoffman suggests you do to keep your immune system strong. What do you do to protect yourself from getting sick? As we go into the sick season, the wintertime, what do you do? Jennifer?
Not a lot, you know.
You don't do much. Well, you're in California, so. Right.
I mean, I still shake people's hands. I think it's the right thing to do. But, you know, maybe if
you hug people.
Oh, you know me. I'm a total hugger.
You're a hugger. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you stop doing that in face of what's going on? Is it in the back of your mind when you would hug somebody?
No. If you know what? Maybe if this Ebola thing gets worse, maybe I'll start thinking about it more. But right now, no, it's not in the back of my mind. I'm a, you know, you have to outweigh the risk. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm a friendly person. If I'm going to, you know, I'm going to greet you with a hug if I want to.
All right. What about you, Kenny, in terms of how you now, in the face of Ebola and all of this other stuff, do you change the way you greet people or you conduct yourself in public?
Not a bit. Just like what Jennifer was saying, I shake hands, I hug. It's just not pressing on my mind about it. If something changed and suddenly Ebola was airborne, like a flu virus or something like that, maybe I'd change. But.
And are you spending a lot of time talking about this with Lisa, your wife, or with other people that are your family and friends?
Not a lot of time, and mostly it's just it's almost in a joking manner because we don't think it's as big a problem as the media does.
Right. Well, that's usually the case.
Yeah.
Anyway, forearmed is forewarned, or forewarned is forearmed. 28 after the hour, and good day. 21 past the hour.
The Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You may recognize this tune already. Number one during this week in 1979. How many people remember Making It? So your job here is, as usual, figure out who it is that's doing this, that is singing this song, which was the song theme song for the 79 TV series, Making It. Also a big hit. Went to number one, stayed there for a couple of weeks. If you know who it is that's singing this, last era, the last throes of the disco era, 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this one-hit wonder artist. We'll crank it up for a minute. It's also featured in the movie Meatballs, Bill Murray's first movie. Only thing this guy ever got to the top with, Irish-American actor and singer, probably best known for his starring role in the 1981 movie An American Werewolf in London. You know who it is? 888-302-DOUG. The prize is a CD with a bunch of one-hit wonders on it. He was born in West Hartford, Connecticut. Son of two teachers. He attended University of Pennsylvania and the London Academy of Music and Dramatic Arts. His earliest success was a four-year stint singing and dancing in a series of TV commercials for Dr. Pepper.
Wow.
Remember that?
I'm a Pepper guy.
Yeah.
I'm a Pepper guy. He's the Pepper guy. As an actor, he appeared in episodes of MacGyver, Melrose Place, Murder, She Wrote, Jag, Seinfeld, but he was never able to turn out another big song like Making It. So now, your job, could you accept the challenge? You got a minute or so to get in. 888-302-3684. As we listen to more of this song, it really comes in strong. I haven't heard this for a long, long time. As soon as you hear it, you know it, right? Got it? Right square.
I actually don't know this one.
Don't you know the song? Really? Do you know the TV show? the TV person as you are?
Really?
Huh. Which is weird. Usually both of those things wouldn't miss my radar, but
the TV show didn't last long.
No. This is not, this is a stumper for people in the audience. 888-302-3684. A lot of people go to Google, or they hold, what is it that you hold your phone up to the speaker?
Oh, Shazam.
Shazam.
I am.
You Shazam it. How long does that take to work, Kenny?
Oh,
you were,
fast.
Is it fast?
10 seconds, maybe.
Now, does Shazam identify the song and the artist, or usually just the song?
It tells you both.
Oh, really? All right,
and where you can get it if you want it.
Uh-huh. Well, you can get it from here. You can download. We talked over most of it. All right, so let's start it again, Michael, and I won't talk over it. And that'll give you a chance to put your mind into gear before you put your mouth or your fingers in motion. 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this one-hit wonder artist. The song is called Making It from the TV series of the same name. Listening, we have a stumper. Nobody's got the right answer. Jennifer,
first for this contest.
Yeah, it is. The first time in months that we've had this contest that we haven't had a winner pretty much right off the bat. All right, so I'll give it away since we don't have anybody who's got it figured out. This isn't Friday the 13th, is it? No. Friday the 7th. No. All right, so it's David Naughton. N-A-U-G-H-T-O-N. David Naughton.
Never heard of him.
Naughton. You never heard of him?
But no.
You know the song. You just don't remember.
No, him. I don't know the song. I don't know the TV show. I'm stumped.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of television, TV, there are some new items of interest, the new Ebola TV series. You're going to figure that was coming. Jennifer will have that story in the next half hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 28 after the hour now.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, we've always heard how important breakfast is for kids going off to school. It makes them think better. But can breakfast actually boost performance in dogs? You know, eating a meal in the morning increases search accuracy in search dogs, according to research. Researchers at the University of Kentucky tested the search performance of trained dogs either after consuming breakfast or fasting. And the study found that the dogs searched more accurately 30 minutes after a meal than those that searched when hungry. Studies demonstrating that kids do better in cognitive exercises when they have eaten breakfast also led to wonder if dogs are the same way. And actually, they turn out to be the same way. Here's some interesting facts. Most people still feed their dogs once a day. Nutritionally, that's okay, but if the belly's hungry, the dog can get into trouble. I feed my dogs 2 to 3 times a day. Not more food. I don't want them chubby, but more frequent feedings. It's healthier for them. And by the way, if your dog is overweight, frequent small feedings are the best way for them to lose weight. So small feedings several times a day, it works. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Are you concerned about the effect bug-repellent chemicals have on your family's health? Now there's Cedarside, an organic bug spray. Cedarside carries a suite of pest control products made from all-natural cedar oil. They kill and repel a variety of bugs, yet they're not at all harmful to people, pets, or the environment. To order, go to Cedarside.com or call 800-842-1464. 800-842-1464. Cedarside, effective pest control that's safe for people, pets, and premises.
And now another Staples business tip. Getting your company name out there is the best way to get publicity and win new clients.
Banners? Check. Business cards?
Got it.
Customized mugs?
In the bag.
Postcard?
Yep.
Lawn sign?
Mm-hmm.
Oversized printouts?
Checkers.
Full-color double-sided brochures?
Right here.
Photos from last year's Christmas party?
Check. Didn't he delete those?
Why would we? Oh.
We also have shredders. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples. Make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Now 33 after the hour. So the World Series, what does it look like? How is it going to shape up? Jennifer, Kenny, and we have any Facebook.com/Good Day or Twitter at Good Day Show comments on the World Series or on baseball?
I haven't seen any.
Really?
Who are you going to be going for, Dougie? It's Kansas City and the Giants now. We know that.
Kansas City.
You're going for Kansas City? Me
yep.
too. Kenny?
Kansas City.
Michael?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
All right. It's America's team, Kansas City. I like it.
Midwest, that sort of thing. Kind of gets everybody right.
Plus, they haven't been in the play. I mean, gosh, when was the last time they were even there? Like the 50s or something?
85.
1985.
Oh, 85.
85.
Well, that's like the 50s.
To you, it is. Looking back at historical references to the World Series, on this date, 1974, the Oakland A's beat the Dodgers 4-1 to win the World Series.
Boo.
Let's see here. Yankees were pounded 11-5 in the opening game of the World Series on this date, 1978. L.A. Dodgers also took game 2, 4-3. No American League team had ever recovered from a 0-2 deficit in the World Series. Until then, Yankees won the next four games. See, 1979, a year later, on this date, after being down 3-1, Willie Stargell's third World Series homer gave Pittsburgh their third straight 4-1 win and the championship. And then maybe what's the most memorable day in terms of World Series in recent memory, and when I say recent, I guess I'm talking about me, 1989, millions of people watching the third game of the World Series between San Francisco and Oakland. West Coast Series, Candlestick Park. Things got a little out of hand quickly. The park begins to rock. Lights swing.
That's right.
Fans get quiet as an earthquake measuring 6.9
huge
on the Richter scale hit San Francisco Bay. Homes crumbled, gas lines ruptured, earthquake safe structures fell. Upper section of a two-tiered freeway collapsed onto the lower level right by the airport, if I remember it correctly. Aftershocks reaching to Sacramento, south to Los Angeles. 270 people killed, 3,000 injuries, $3 billion in damages. A lot of people stayed glued to their TV sets. Didn't see much of the game. What was the result of that game? Anybody remember? I don't even know what the score was. I just remember that event. Very poignant, yep. Very strong. Yeah, very interesting. All right, so there's baseball. We all paying a lot of attention to that this weekend. Something else we'll be paying attention to, depending on your point of view. I find this fascinating because I love space. A comet that is about the size of a small mountain. Did you hear this? Passing close to Mars on Sunday.
Hmm.
And the fact that we are tracking it and we have the ability, technologically speaking, to do this is also a mind blower. It'll get between 85 and 87,000 miles away from the surface of Mars, traveling at 126,000 miles an hour.
Wow.
So, hey, that's close in terms of space, the final frontier.
But they wouldn't tell us about it if they actually thought that it was in any danger of hitting the Earth, because they wouldn't want to cause the hysteria. So we should probably be okay if we know about it, right?
Well, it's Mars I'm talking about, not the Earth anyway.
Oh, yeah, it's Mars. Well, it's close to us, right?
Right. We can maybe see it if we look
over Mars.
The sky.
Oh, Mars. You mean that we haven't moved
it's
there
bird.
Yet?
It's a plane. It's Mars.
Hey, it's a red planet. It's pretty.
Yeah, a lot of red around this time of year that's pretty. All right, so that's that thing, as if we didn't have enough to worry about. Right? How many people have looked into the Farmer's Almanac to see what sort of a winter
I have
is
not.
Approaching?
Tell me about it.
Tell just you, or shall I tell everybody?
You tell everybody.
We can show my Michael. We can talk behind the scenes, Michael, if you want.
That would be pretty boring. Now, do you read the Farmer's Almanac on the Farmer's Toilette?
No, I don't, but I read it enough to know that I don't have much faith in the weather forecast. A lot of great advice on planting and things to do, but it doesn't usually hold much in terms of weather. But you can look at the weather forecast. I usually use the hour-by-hour forecast because I have to get that close sometimes with things that need to be done on the farm. And within a couple of hours, it's usually pretty good, pretty accurate. It was most of this past summer. It's been pretty good. Anyway, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says this week that the upcoming winter looks pretty average. They don't expect a lot of extreme conditions. Certainly not like last year's cold outbreaks, the Arctic air dipping south, making the north and actually much of the country a deep freeze. Certainly there was plenty of freezing below the Mason-Dixon line, which is pretty unusual. The good weather yesterday, excuse me, I was talking with my colleagues from MyCoolInventions.com about the weather in Florida and how there's this house. We had a story at DougStephan.com earlier this week. You may have seen it, about a house that was built on the wrong land. Did you see that story? A dream house built on the wrong lot in Daytona Beach. And one wonders, I don't know that we had, the story didn't carry the resolve to this, Kenny. Who owns the house?
It hasn't been resolved yet.
Oh. So, but are the people that, well, they weren't paying attention. The people that owned the land weren't actually there. They were absentee owners of the land.
Gotcha. So they were somewhere else. They were
right.
Commissioning their house to be built, and it got screwed up. Okay.
Well, the people who built
pretty,
the house,
you know,
both of the people involved, both the families involved, are not permanent residents of Florida. So they went around. They commissioned this house to be built. Nice-looking house. You see the picture of it at DougStephan.com. Nice picture. A nice house. And it was built on the wrong lot. They had the wrong information, somehow or other. Whatever was done topographically or the survey was wrong, so the house was built on the wrong lot. And the reason then that I started talking about Daytona Beach, because that's where this took place, was the
hurricane?
No. They're from the North Sea to the coast, the stream, the current, the Gulf Stream.
Gulf Stream.
This is like a TV quiz show.
I know, this is great.
The Gulf Stream hits the coast of Florida at Daytona Beach. So if you look at or understand, if you spend any time in Florida, as have I over my lifetime, you know that the warmth that is traditionally what people think all of Florida is about really isn't. south of Daytona Beach, yep, quite a bit of warmth and the normal sort of summer, winter, hot, humid, hazy, that's Florida. North of Daytona Beach, not like that. And so the values of the land north of Daytona Beach, much less than the subsequent, the same sort of sand, if you go south of Daytona Beach where it's much warmer, it's warmed by the Gulf Stream. Anyway, so the reason I brought that up is because the house was valued at like $600,000-$700,000, and if you had that same house down, let's say in Jupiter, be worth $1.6 million or more in the areas where it's warmer. So,
how mad would you be if you paid all that money for a house and found out it was built on the wrong piece of land?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think you'd be pretty upset about it, right?
No refunds there, yeah.
No. There is a drone story this week. D-R-O-N-E. Caused a brawl at a soccer game. The aircraft, the drone, took off from Belgrade, Yugoslavia, with a nationalist Albanian banner, and it ignited a fight between players and fans. It also inflamed years of tensions between Serbia and Albania. Did you see that story, those of you who follow soccer?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Kind of a weird thing. But the reason that I bring it up isn't because, actually, of the soccer game. It's because everybody's using drones. Drones are everywhere.
It's so freaky. You know, I went to this wine event not too long, three weekends ago.
Yeah.
And as I'm walking in, you kind of had to walk uphill this little path. And I'm hearing this noise, and I'm looking around. I can't figure it out. Looking around. Finally, I look up, and there's this drone taking pictures of people as you're walking in. It is so scary. It makes you feel like you're in some kind of weird sci-fi movie. And they're just these little tiny things that just, but they have that scary sound. I mean, really, it's the setting for a horror movie of some kind. To the drones. Forget the birds. We have the drones.
Do we have, Kenny, what do we have for comments? What's the most commented on item? Is it ISIS? Is it Ebola? What are you getting at facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day? I haven't had that.
Ebola.
Ebola. Because of yesterday's hearings, do you think, or what?
Oh, I think because the way the news media is reporting on it, everybody hears something on the radio, something, sees something on TV, and it's panic time.
Mm-hmm. Panic time. Oy. All right, let's calm everybody down. Let's give people some good, solid medical information, good, solid medical advice, some good, solid research done into the purity and potency of omega-3 fish oil. The omega-3 that I'm interested in you knowing more about is Omax-3 Ultra Pure. Omax-3 Ultra Pure is potent to the nth degree, is pure to the nth degree, 16 times more powerful omega-3 content than in krill oil, and this is, the people who have worked on this have worked so well, so long, so hard, they've come up with something that's pretty doggone close to perfect. It is Omax-3 Ultra Pure. That's why they call it and get away with calling it Ultra Pure, because it is. It is the best possible thing you can put in your body when it comes to omega-3 fish oils. And you all know how important that is for so many things, lubricating your joints so you don't have pain. Taking care of your brain, get lots of lubrication up there so you don't have problems later in life. Getting into your heart, making things work better in your blood system, cholesterol-wise and triglyceride-wise. When you take Omax-3 Ultra Pure, you will notice. Richie has talked about it. He's noticed a difference. He's taken it. I certainly have. I can see it in giving it to Charlotte. There's nothing says you can't give it to your dog. Matter of fact, dogs have the same needs, sometimes more. You know, dogs have problems with their hips, shoulders and stuff. Omax-3 is great for that. Get down to the nitty-gritty. Order a 30-day free supply of Omax-3 Ultra Pure by calling 800-316-7918. That's 800-316-7918. Or you can get your free 30-day supply by going online to DOUG4, Doug4, omax3.com. Whichever is easier for you, they're happy to accommodate. All you have to do is pay shipping and handling. You'll get your free 30-day supply. And then when you realize how much better you feel and you attribute it to Omax-3 Ultra Pure, you'll sign up. And that's why they want you to have it, to test it, to see that it is contamination-free, works so well, it's clinically proven to do all the things that I have just suggested. So test it for yourself free. Omax-3 Ultra Pure, 800-316-7918.
Times are different than they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with GEICO.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
And now another Staples business tip. An unclean office can lead to the spread of the flu that can cripple your staff. And trying to avoid the flu by wearing hazmat suits can cripple your communication.
Phil, can you go over the fiscal budget again?
What?
Can you go over the fiscal budget again?
Fish in a bucket?
What?
Fish in a bucket. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
This report is brought to you by the After School Alliance. Over the last 10 years, participation in after school programs has jumped from 6.5 to 10 million children. But still, there aren't nearly enough after school programs to meet the need. For every child currently enrolled in a program, there are two more whose parents would like them to be. That's according to America After 3 p.m., a new survey from the After School Alliance that looks at how students spend their after school hours. After School Alliance Executive Director Jody Grant.
Today, more than 11 million students are unsupervised in the afternoons. These students are missing out on the many benefits of after-school programs, including hands-on learning, science and technology, homework help, and opportunities to participate in sports and physical activity. After-school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and help working families.
The new survey found that 9 in 10 parents say they are satisfied with their children's after-school programs. For more information, visit afterschoolalliance.org.
All right, number of things today in the world of television. We have a couple of stories at DougStephan.com. One of them has to do with CBS offering a standalone streaming service. How would that work, Jennifer?
Well, basically, and HBO is doing it now. That announcement came last week. So what happens is you don't need a cable or satellite provider anymore. You can actually contract directly with these networks and stream them into your home via a web-enabled TV, or you could do it on your personal devices. And, you know, you pay directly for what you're using. It's kind of a trend called a la carte programming. So if you only think you're going to use five networks, then you're going to pay for those five networks. It might be pricey, though. It might be something like $5 or $6 a month. But if you decide to use that as a alternative to cable or satellite programming, then you're really saving some money.
Mm-hmm. All right. Would you do it?
You know, right now I would say no. I like the experience of having cable television, but you know, I can't say down the road I wouldn't think about doing that for sure.
All right. Also at DougStephan.com today, Ridley Scott working on a television series about Ebola, just what the world needs.
Yeah, just in case you're not afraid, you know, if you want to get a little more fear in your life, you'll be able to join Ridley Scott. He's taking a break from biblical plagues now to focus on Ebola. It's kind of a cynical marketing move, but he's capitalizing on this Ebola outbreak, the Exodus. And he's creating this storyline that he did like 20 years ago. He's updating it now to have this Ebola plot about the current strain of the virus. So interesting stuff with Ridley Scott. I don't know if we need it, but hey. All right. Also in the weird department at DougStephan.com, real life clowns are mad about American Horror Story, Dougie. You know, the clowns have been getting a bad rap this week. There's some criminal clowns up in Northern California. And now American Horror Story has themed their whole season around these evil clowns. And real life ones are getting very upset. They want to make you some balloon animals and make things better. All right, Twin Peaks fans, we've heard that the show is coming back to Showtime. Well, now there is a book coming out that is done by the co-creator of the show, Mark Frost. He's writing this book called The Secret Lives of Twin Peaks. It's going to be released late in 2015. It'll be ahead of the Showtime reboot. And it gives fans an inside look at what the show characters have been up to for the last 25 years. So if you like that cult show, you can check it out and see what those characters have been doing. Now, this story I love. A reboot is in the works. That's not surprising. A lot of TV shows are looking at making their move back to TV. But here is one for you. How about Bewitched? Mm-hmm. I would love it. Such a great TV show. Deadline.com is reporting that multiple networks are interested in Bewitched.
Really?
And I would watch it, I think.
Rob new is old or old is new again.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it still gets really good ratings and reruns, so they want to do it again on the networks and try it out. Now, Rob Lowe also in the news. He might be returning to NBC. He was on Parks and Rec. He's now set to star in a comedy pilot for NBC. It'll reunite him with these writers, Pete Huck and Alex Gregory. That's the same team who produced last fall's pilot, The Pro, which also starred Rob Lowe.
Poppy Montgomery would be good as the Bewitched character.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't stand her voice. She always sounds sexy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
From Tom, what he thinks is going to happen to the cruise business now that a cruise ship has been identified as having one of the Texas hospital workers on it. Imagine this person. How in the world do these people have this little common sense, or are they that selfish? We'll find out. Tom Parsons from BestPrayers.com here on Good Day in just a moment.
Let's get down to business. You don't travel too often for work, but when you do, you want to stay where you know you'll be taken care of. That's where Choice Hotels comes in. We have everything you need to keep you on top of your game, like free hot breakfast for that much-needed morning boost, free internet to keep you in touch with home base, and a generous loyalty program so you can earn great rewards. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Amenities vary by location.
This weekend at Guitar Center, it's our biggest guitar, amp, and effects sale of the year. More than 300,000 instruments will be marked down below our everyday unbeatable prices. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save at least 15% on select guitars, basses, and amps $299 and up. Get deals like $300 off an American-made Gibson Les Paul. Take over 40% off on Fender All-Tube Vaporizer Combo Amps. And save up to 60% on Charvel electric guitars. Don't miss Guitarathon, only at Guitar Center, now through November 2nd, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com. Promo code 8989.
All right, Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. The cruise ship that has this lady that was exposed to Ebola on it, this is mind-boggling. How in the world this woman got onto this ship? They don't have enough common sense. She doesn't have enough common sense to not go and expose all these people. They've isolated her on board. But what do things like this do? She has not exhibited any symptoms or signs of infection. It's been 19 days since she was in the lab with samples having been tested, so maybe she's not a problem. But what's the big deal about it? You go to the cruise company and you say, "I'm sorry, I have a medical problem. Can you schedule me on another cruise?" I mean,
I don't know. I think I would use the big letter E.
You know? Ebola. Yeah.
I would say Ebola. It's okay. When I get on the ship, I just tell everybody I've been associated with Ebola. And look at that one man who made a joke on an airplane. Yeah. Ebola, and they just stopped the plane right on the ground. And threw him off the plane.
Yeah, you know? As well they ought to have, frankly. So what will this do? What do rumors like this do to businesses like the cruise business as it's going into its busiest season?
Well, this is actually the slowest becoming. Christmas is definitely busy. And I think right now, I think the United States government has to come up with clear guidelines because, again, even when the lady had 99.5 degrees temperatures, the CDC or who they are in Atlanta gave her the permission. Yeah, that's no problem. You meet the guidelines. You can still travel. Okay. I mean, I don't blame the nurses. I mean, these nurses thought they were very well protected. You know, we find out what kind of equipment they gave them. It was all shoddy. And I think right now what we're doing, we have four locations in America. If somebody gets ill and comes down with Ebola, we send them there. And we start taking this more seriously. I think in every hospital in America, watch the 10-minute tape, it's qualified.
All right. So the president says he doesn't have a philosophical objection to a travel ban. What happens to the airline industry if that happens?
Oh, well, I think right now it's, there's this answer and that answer, but at the same time, I just think we have seen travel Europe has gone down. We've seen, now that with this in the cruise industry, this is a very slow travel period. I mean, we're seeing wild and crazy stuff. But, I tell you what, it could be one of the better times for you in the future. We saw this a few years ago when we had that virus come out of China, went to Mexico and travel definitely dropped and prices dropped. Mm-hmm. And we saw this week cities in the Frankfurt and Paris and London in the $700 to $800 range for like 48 hours. So there's some deals going to be coming if you want to go to Europe. And if you get sick in Europe, how are you getting back home?
Well, they won't let you back on the plane.
Yeah.
Right?
You may be stuck there.
Mm-hmm. Well, common sense is really, it seems to me, what it just amazing the lack of common sense, lack of people with common sense, that sort of thing. So Tom Parsons can be checked out. Go to bestfares.com. There are always deals for Doug Steffen listeners. Actually, if you go to the contributors box at dougsteffen.com, you'll click on Tom's picture. You get the information that way.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.